unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's story, American Farmer, is based on the story of Jacob Carlin and was written for radio by Norman Rosten. Featured as Jacob Carlin is Edgar Staley.
Give ye ear and hear my voice. Attend and hear my speech. Is the plowman never done with plowing to sow, with the opening and harrowing of his ground? When he hath made plain the face thereof, doth he not cast abroad the black cumin, and scatter the cumin, and put in the wheat in rows, and the barley in the appointed place, and the spelt in the border thereof? For he doth instruct him aright. His God doth teach him. The earth, mother of life, the soil from which the children of the earth are nourished. This is our story today. It tells of one of the many millions of Americans who chose farming as an occupation, who fought and won the long battle against nature, and in his victory, enriched America. Our story is based upon the life of a farmer. His name is Jacob Carlin.
I'm Jacob Carlin. You want a story about me? Well, now, there's nothing very fancy to tell about a farmer. Farmer just goes along doing his work, and that's about all. Except maybe he stays in one spot longer than most folks. How old would you take me to be? Just finished 10 hours on the transplanter. Now, take a guess. I'm in my 60s. 33 years of work on this place. From 14 acres of clear land to 120. Mostly potato crop. Some cauliflower and strawberries. Easier now with the boys grown. Easy with tractors and machinery. But there seems to be as much work as before. I could sum it all up with that one word. Work. Work. And not to be afraid of the future. To believe in the future of this country. Yes, that's part of it. Like I said, there's nothing very fancy to tell about a farmer. My life, as far back as I can remember, was connected with a farm, beginning at the age of 14 when I worked for my first summer on a place near New York City.
Well, Jacob, here's your pay. Summer's over. I suppose you're glad.
Oh, no. I like farm work.
Going back to school this fall?
I got a job in the city, runner in the stock market. Got exciting life, but just temporary, I figure.
What do you plan to do when you grow up, Jacob?
I plan to be a farmer like you. Only a better farmer. Bigger, more modern.
Oh, think you learned it all in one summer, eh?
No, sir. But I'll be coming back next summer. That is, if you'll hire me, sir.
It's a deal. Keep in shape now.
I will. I go in for boxing on the side. Amateur stuff. It ain't such a bad game. You take in $5 or $10 a fight and you pay out one.
What's that one for?
Well, you see, when you get knocked out like I do pretty often, you need someone. That buck is for the guy who throws a pail of water at me. Be seeing you.
Six, seven, eight, nine,
a few in my time. Nothing special. Strictly bums, all of us, you know. But I had my eye on the future. I wanted to get out in the country and make a start somewhere. You know the saying, go west, young man? Well, we went east. Place called Rosedale, Long Island. I worked 5 more summers on farms, saving my money, waiting. I figured 1 more summer would do it. I made my plans for that summer, but my mother had a plan of her own.
Jacob.
Yes, Mama?
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow. Why all the question?
You're 20 years old, Jacob. It's time you think of settling down. Your father was your age when he married.
Married? Hey, what's the idea? I haven't even got a girl.
I have a girl for you.
Now, look, Mom. This ain't the old country.
Only in the old country people get married.
I mean, here you don't go around arranging things that way.
I didn't arrange. I'm only telling you what Paskov, the peddler, told me. He said in the next town there's a girl, works in a candy store, a relative. So beautiful, like a queen. He wants you to meet her.
Okay, it's June. I'll be busy June, July, August. Tell Paskov to make a date for me with this queen for the fall. Maybe I'll have a farm by then. Who knows?
I joked about it. It turned out to be no joke. In the first place, I bought a farm. Me. A farm. A kid, they said. $100 down. In the second place, I met this queen of the candy store. Her name was Rose. It didn't take long to know Rosie was for me.
Well, that's wonderful news about the farm, Jacob. All your own.
Nothing much on it. But it's what you can do that counts. Land is, well, it's dead until you get to work on it.
How much land is there?
14 acres.
Don't you need machinery to clear the land?
Sure. Those things you can buy, but other things, what you can't buy. Someone who wants to be with you, who understands. I mean, someone like you, Rose. Want to?
Want to what?
Don't be dumb. Get married. Come with me. Hey, and don't think I'm asking you because I want to save on help.
I'm not afraid of work, Jacob. I've always worked hard. And I think what you want to do is it's very brave, like pioneering.
Then you do understand?
I understand. I know what you mean.
We got married and left for the farm. Our furniture, you'd count the pieces on one hand, came out in a freight car. It was March of 1914 when I stepped off the train with my bride, and I had exactly $14 in my pocket.
Yeah, pretty, isn't it? I mean, what there is of it. Want to go back?
Oh, no, not yet. Not till I see the place.
I like your spirit, Rosie girl. Let's go.
That's the house, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Kind of a one-room shack, really. I got plans to enlarge it, though. There's enough clear land, place for a vegetable garden right behind the house. We'll get the garden going right away. We won't starve by the time winter comes around.
Jacob, are you still trying to sell me on this?
Yeah. I keep thinking you're scared.
I am. But now that we're here, on the place, well, we're not going to turn around and go back, are we? Let's go into the house.
Nice day, farmer.
Nice day.
You're Jacob Carlin, aren't you?
That's right.
Come out from New York?
Yes.
Look, Carlin, I don't think you'll like it out here much. We like our own kind of people out here.
What kind of people? With two heads?
You know what I'm talking about.
Sure I know. I wasn't born yesterday. I know all about it. You're trying to tell me to git. Well, I ain't, mister. Took me a long time and long planning to make it. There ain't no law that says I can't. I don't scare easy. Just remember that.
Yes, come in.
My name's Jacob Carlin. I'm on the next place.
Ah, I noticed you in the field. My name's Dennis, Tom Dennis. You care to step inside?
Thanks.
Come to find out how to sell?
Sell? No, Mr. Dennis, you have some cows here. I came over to borrow some milk.
Well, that's something I didn't expect.
I'll pay you back.
Whenever you can. How are things going?
Slow?
What crop you putting in?
Cauliflower.
Hard crop.
Maybe. Maybe not. You said something about my coming here to sell.
They generally do in about 6 months. More so-called farmers on your place than I can remember.
Bad farming or bad neighbors, Mr. Dennis?
I know what you're thinking about, Carlin. We've got a few crackpots out here trying to stir up trouble. But most of us welcome you and hold out our hand. Here's mine.
Thanks, Tom. It's going to be lots easier now.
Come out the barn. I keep the milk there. You might want to borrow some of two to get your own. Putting in cauliflower, eh? Wish you luck.
Luck's a good thing, but you can't eat it. The first small plant of your cauliflower was all right, but you can't eat cauliflower all the time. And we didn't. I remember all we ate for one whole week was corn. 3 times a day. I never did like corn after that. But we got by, and when the calendar showed the first year, Rosie and I sat down and took stock.
Interest on the mortgage paid off? Taxes paid off? Got that?
Yes.
Paid off for fertilizer. On hand, 1 ton of coal, 100 pounds of sugar, barrel of flour...
And the canned fruit and vegetables, Jacob.
Well, add that, too. Now, at the end of the page, the last column, profit.
Profit? Did we really, Jacob?
Profit for the year, $35.
$35?
Will you have a new fur coat or one of those Model T Fords with a folding roof, Mrs. Collins?
Oh, Jacob, such a long year. I didn't ever...
And how rich we are. $35. Come, Rose, let's dance. Right here, a celebration. Come, I'll swing you around.
Oh, no, Jacob, no. Jacob, I'm out of breath. Please stop. You're forgetting I'm with child. If only for this, the year was a good year. If only for this.
Years go by on a farm, seasons like days, but there's one problem all the time, work. To work the land, because the land doesn't give by itself. Nature's wild, it destroys. You must study it. Now you take lime and sweet clover. You come to the sick ground and you plow it up and say, open your mouth, take your medicine. Don't say yes or no, it waits. It has patience for years, waiting. Till a man comes to it with love.
She's higher this year, Carlin, 1.5 feet.
Good for rye.
Are we going to seed some new acres to oats like last year?
Worked last year.
Worked fine.
Then we do it again, Jonesy. We sow sweet clover. Next year we add alsike and red clover and we rotate. Keep moving.
Huh?
I used a box 7 years ago. In the ring, it's one man. But out here, this land fights back in 100 ways. While you sleep, while you work, the land never sleeps. You're on your toes or you're on your back, and there's no in-between.
It's good land for the right man.
You're working for the right man, Jonesy.
Jacob.
What? What is it?
You're asleep.
No, I'm not asleep. I just dozed off for a moment.
It's past midnight.
Well, I must finish these crop reports. Oh, there's so much to learn, Rose. I must learn all the time. All the time.
Dying. Whole field dying and no rain.
Our only chance is to get water on the field, and the only way is by bucket.
It'll take us all day and next
day.
Well,
the sooner we start, the better. See the moon. She's full tonight, and we can keep those buckets going all night. Let's go, Jonesy. We're not licked yet.
Is it...
Lost. Yes, the whole potato crop. Every acre of it.
Oh, it wasn't your fault. The bad seed. It was the seed.
Not my fault. Nobody asks whose fault it is. Did you make it or not? That's all they ask. Bad seed, bad weather. Nobody asks. You got a farm and you wait for rain. Well, that's wrong. It ain't scientific. Who's bigger, rain or man? It's wrong, I tell you. There must be a way to beat it.
Oh, there's next year, Jacob. There's always next year to make back what you lost. Be patient.
There's always next year. Yes, good years and the bad. is a long, slow, steady pull on a farm. You learn patience. You learn to wait. You clear more land and the crops get bigger. Kids going to school now. You look ahead. The year behind's plowed under. The year ahead's fallow and you plant.
Yeah. Evening.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Thought I'd drop by. Kind of late, is it?
Not for you. Sit down. No, on that chair. Seat's broken.
Yeah. Take that box. I brought you the magazine. Farm Journal, American Agriculturist, Market Growers Journal, even the Country Gentleman.
That's fine. Tell them much obliged.
Kids in bed?
Yep. Pretty big boys now.
Still two?
Well, if there's more, I don't know anything about it.
You never know what's bound to happen on your place, Jacob. New baby, new heifer, or new wheel plow. When do you sleep?
Oh, I find a little time.
I'll never forget the day you knocked on my door to borrow some milk. Now, look at you. Coming up without a doubt.
You jealous, Tom?
Maybe. More than that. I'm proud.
Thanks.
Good to have men around to take their farming seriously. So many leaving, what with the depression and bad prices, rained out or dried out, and it's good to see men stick.
Well, I'm not the only man.
Didn't say you were. You started with mighty little. What's the secret, Jacob?
No secret, Tom. Work and faith. I do believe in God. It helps in many ways. No man's strong enough not to want help. Things aren't always easy for strangers in the community. Some places it's not easy for Catholic, and some places not easy for a Negro, and some places for a Jew. I was a stranger here at first, but I'm winning, Tom, in crops and the respect of the community, and I want both. How does a farmer tell time? Not by clocks or days. The seasons come and go like a big wheel turning, and the years add up slowly. There's no rest. A machine can rest, not a farmer. A farmer deals with growing, living things. There's no time to rest.
10 acres of potatoes, 2 acres of cauliflower, 2 acres of pickles. I guess the new engine digger and engine sprayer help. What's next, Carlin?
Well, Jonesy, we got 20 acres of cleared land. You see that land across the field there?
I've been going to waste for too long.
Well, I'm going to rent that land and put it to work. What do you think?
Papa,
what?
Papa, huh? I got a letter. Here's the letter. The mail just brought it.
Oh, thanks, son. Oh, no stamp. Oh, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington, D.C.
Oh, you're in trouble, Carlin. What? Letter from the government always means trouble.
Well, let's open it and see. Dear Jacob Carlin, the United States Department of Agriculture has selected you as crop reporter for your area.
What is it, Papa?
What do you know, Jonesy? They heard of me. All the way down in Washington with all the important business going on. They know about me. Send me a letter. Well, now, there you are. The years go by. Good years and the bad. I built a barn costing $6,000, all mortgage money. But the fact is, well, it was time for a barn. People ride by and see a barn going up. That means something. Jacob Carlin's up to something. Needed a larger house, too. Never forget the time we got the first tractor.
Hey, Pop, can I ride it? Huh? Can I drive the tractor? Can I?
The beginning of something new. Farm needed the machine. It was man's friend. I decided then and there to put my farm on wheels. Get more equipment, more machinery, tool shop, building all the time. The years go by. The children, no longer children, but growing farmers.
Potatoes all in on the north field, Pop.
We can start in on the cauliflower tomorrow, Pop, if it's okay with you.
What do you mean, if it's okay with him? Who's running this place anyway? Hey, Pop, why don't you retire? We'll handle it.
Might make some improvements while we're at it. We'll try crossing strawberries with pickles, eh, Phil?
The rewards come slowly. The good years and the bad. But there are always new things. Something bigger than the farm. There's the community, the town, the people.
Hi, Jacob. Just driving by. Want to pick up the water pipes? Well, then I'll have them brought over sometime next week. Sure thing. How's the missus and the boys?
Fine. Be seeing you.
Thought I'd stop by for a moment, Jacob. Remind you that we meet at the synagogue a little earlier today for the Passover services. My best to Mrs. Carlin.
But I'm not a teacher. How can I teach other farmers?
They're not farmers yet. They're learning to be farmers.
Well, what does it say again, the letter?
It's from the Jewish Agriculture Society of New York. They have classes for people who are going out to farms. They help people buy farms. Well, they want you to come to New York and advise them.
Nonsense. There's nothing to advise. I won't go. Friends, gentlemen, so you're going to be farmers, eh? And you want advice. Well, then, in general, it won't go easy with you. Everything you learn, you'll have to learn for yourself. Now, look at your hands. For many years, they were hurt with labor. Money? Forget about money for a long time. Except places you have to loan from. And so that's my introduction. Now we turn to cauliflower. Cauliflower needs attention. You have to love each seedling. There's no other way. Each seedling must be placed very carefully into the ground and the root covered with dirt. And I thought later, riding home, that here I was, getting to be an old man and teaching the younger ones. In my 60s, and so soon. What did I learn from life? I thought of it later one afternoon when I was planting some young trees and my grandchild came over and watched me at work.
Is that going to be a big tree someday, Grandpa?
That's right, Joey.
With apples on it someday?
Uh-huh. Lots of apples.
How many years will that take?
Oh, maybe 10 or 20.
Will you be dead then, Grandpa?
I might be. But you'll have the apples. They'll grow for you, Joey. Look over there. See that big tree? We eat the fruit from that tree. It was planted by someone as old as my grandpa. Just as you one day will eat the fruit I plant now. There. When you're a big boy, you read it written in the Bible. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, and the earth abideth forever. You'll know what it means, Joey. And that's what my life means.
If you would like a free copy of the script you have just heard, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we present a talk by Dr. Gabriel Davidson, Managing Director of the Jewish Agricultural Society. Dr. Davidson.
Jacob Carlin's life is full of romance, but his is not an isolated instance. There is romance in the lives of other Jewish farmers. But the real romance of Jewish farm life is more embracing. Surely there is romance in the return of American Jews to the primal calling of ancient Israel. Remember that for 2,000 years, agriculture was a proscribed occupation, that for two millennia, Jews had become habituated to city life, with their stock and trade carried on their backs to be moved from place to place when oppression became unbearable. That most Jews came to the United States from lands where farming was primitive and where the farmer was the serf. That the majority came here without possession, fugitives from persecution. That the transmutation of a liftmensch from a confined pale of settlement into a free farmer on American soil entailed a dual orientation, a change from Europe to America, a change from petty tradesmen to skilled craftsmen. Note, too, that the present Jewish farm structure is not much more than 50 years old. that it rose during the very period in American history when the trend was in the opposite direction, from farm to city. Remember all this, and you will agree that the many thousands of Jewish families deriving their sustenance from this nation's fertile acres constitute the real romance of Jewish farm life in the United States. It is fitting that the story of Jacob Carlin should be told on the eve of Hanukkah. Hanukkah, the celebration of the victory of light over darkness, of freedom over tyranny. The Hasmonean heroes fought for freedom and for all that freedom implies. And only in a land of freedom can a romance like that to which you have just listened be unfolded. A land where a Jacob Carlin, boy of city streets, can become possessor of his own acres, farm leader among farm leaders, where he and his family can sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and none to make them afraid.
Thank you, Dr. Davidson. Our script today, American Farmer, which was based on the life of Jacob Carlin, was written for radio by Norman Rosten. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Caton. Cantor David Futterman was the soloist. Edgar Staley was featured as Jacob Carlin. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. This program is presented each week at the same time by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. For a free copy of today's program, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.